We came up from Manchester today, and we both work for the National Health Service, and we work in mental health, and we feel very strongly that this government isn't going to support mental health in their changes in the NHS, and we feel that we had to come down here to make a stand and let our voices be heard about how unhappy we are about the changes.
Dricks from South London. All achievements only come about by collective action. Today was collective action, showing that we're dissatisfied, and certainly in the black community we are dissatisfied. Marches like these show some of that dissatisfaction, and we do it in our own way, but today was an important manifestation against cuts which are going to affect us most.
We came down because we feel that the cuts are going to affect everybody, and it's happening so fast. It's a radical restructuring of British society. It's a radical quick privatisation. The only people who are going to get rich are the rich, and they're just going to get a hell of a lot richer, a hell of a lot faster.
I just want to describe to my listeners that you're all standing here with a group of people with placards and banners, and you're dressed like kind of old-fashioned cleaning ladies. Now, obviously, there's a point you're making. What is it?
The dressing up is really about making a point of protest. We've got a whole washing line here. Our slogan is that the knickers are coming through. We've all been hung out to dry, and it's public services on a G-string.
Fantastic.
I'm Otto from South Ascot in Berkshire, and I've come here to help the communist cause. Yeah, down with capitalism.
My name is Michael Pullum, and I'm a member of the Christian Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament. And you may wonder what we're doing here. Well, there are all sorts of groups here, but we're here because the amount of money being spent on Trident could be saved if Trident was scrapped. And one of the terrible things is that there are nearly 1 million young people unemployed, and they've got very little future because of all this. If the nuclear weapons were scrapped, we would save billions and billions of pounds.
I'm Chris, I'm from Ashford. We're here about the cuts, purely to stop the cuts all over the place for people that are poor, less deserving than us, and the whole thing. Okay, short story.
I'm Jane Clinton, I'm from London, and I head up the Save Netherwood Day Centre campaign. It's a centre in Kilburn, northwest London, purpose built for people with Alzheimer's and dementia. Camden Council is withdrawing the funding and it's closing in September, and I'm here marching to save it.
My name is Diogo, I'm a civil servant, and I'm in here today because regarding the cuts of the pensions, very angry, because especially when you see people, they were civil servants, and then suddenly our department effort is saying they will get compulsory redundancies.
What's your name?
Mel.
Why are you here today?
Well, I'm here because I work in the public sector. I'm pretty annoyed about what the government's planning to do.
And do you feel that marches like this make a real difference?
They can do. They stop the government selling off all the forests and everything like that, so there's a certain edge to it. If you look upon in Egypt, North Africa, they're certainly making a difference there, so why not here?
And you seem to be dressed up like Che Guevara or something. What's that about?
I happen to follow a certain belief, which is people are better than profit, so I emulate it.
We're from Manchester, and we're also very angry that Manchester City Council had to make such devastating cuts to essential services, especially youth services in Manchester, and it shouldn't have been allowed.
We're from Somerset. The Tories would have us think that there are no alternatives to the cuts, but that's not true. The cuts are designed to hurt people who don't vote Tory, whilst leave those who do vote Tory relatively unaffected. A fairer way would either be to raise taxes evenly across the board, or to tax the bankers.
And I'm here because I think the present government deserves to get removed as soon as possible.
You've got amazing placards here, they're vultures, and everybody was drawn to your group of people when they saw you come in. What do the vultures represent?
Well, they represent scavenging bankers and scavenging rich people. They're picking the poor people dry. The corporate world is just latching on to a crisis and ripping money out of ordinary people to pay for their crisis. And our vultures are just to say, we know what you're at and we're not having it.
Colourful radios and music and speech stations. I love the music you're playing at the moment, playing some heavy Bob Marley. Why Bob?
Because he was a radical and he speaks for a lot of people and a lot of people understand what he says. And of course, it's great music for marching to.